your poppin' goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps, gotcha. They gonna get you by the goosebumps, goosebumps. Gotta get you by the goosebumps.
Hello and welcome to Drunken Book Club, an official, unofficial Goosebumps podcast. I'm your traveling back in time in a sweet DeLorean, Christopher the Ruble, because I'm learning how to drive. Christopher the Ruble, yeah. Sam, who are you?
I should have been Quantum Aborted, Sam.
Oh, no!
And Quantum something or
Quantum
other.
Leaped.
I'm Heisenberg.
Oh, Heisenberg.
Yes.
Wait, that's not time travel.
It's quantum.
Wait, I'm confused. Heisenberg's from Breaking Bad, isn't it?
Heisenberg's the fucking scientist.
I thought you were talking about, what's it called? Breaking Bad. I'm drunk, so don't mind me. And today we're doing an adventure book. Our first Give Yourself Goosebumps since we became a Goosebumps podcast. We're doing Goosebumps, Give Yourself Goosebumps number 2, Tick Tock You're Dead. Brandon, do you want to describe that cover for the audience?
Well, it looks like somebody dancing in front of a phone.
faces of clocks look like phones?
No. It's
what?
It's somebody doing like a dance in front of a phone?
Sam, take the phone. Okay, the phone away from Brandon.
It says TikTok, you're dead.
Oh my god, I get it now. Brandon, give that man the $10,000.
God damn it, Brandon. Anyways, it's
I'm glad I made you a shitty drink. Nah, it's pretty interesting, I'm not gonna lie.
It's a picture of a clock with an angry looking face on it, with a boy holding on for dear life.
Ah!
And the clock is like the rest of the clock, the face is green, but the rest of the clock is like pink. I don't know why.
Leave it be.
Speaking of big clocks, yeah. What are we drinking today?
It's not related to being time necessarily, but this book takes place in New York, so I figured I'd make a New York cocktail. And how to make this drink at home is very simple. You need teaspoon of sugar, then 1/2 ounce of lime juice. Mix it together, you know, stir it, muddle it up, kind of together. Then you add 1 shot of whiskey, and then a little bit of grenadine, just a dash of grenadine, and you either shake it up, stir it up, however you want to mix it. And that's your drink today, Brandon. Go ahead and try that sour bubble.
All right, let's see what it tastes like.
Because I had it already. It's sour.
It's pretty good.
It's sour, like it. Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's very tart.
Very tart.
Sorry, just the...
It's like an alcoholic sweet tart. See, I just drank it all at once. I didn't even nurse it. I just drank that bitch.
No, I'm gonna nurse this guy.
There's not that much to nurse.
You'll see. Y'all see.
I can add more grenadine, lime juice, and whiskey if you'd like.
No. It tastes very New York. That's all I'll put it.
I don't think that works here because I use Japanese whiskey because that's all I have.
Hey, I'm drinking here.
Hey, I'm drinking here. All right, so let's go ahead and start this book off. What a crummy vacation. You, your little brother Denny, and your parents have come to New York City for Christmas vacation. Oh, I should say this one for Christmas.
Denny.
Oh, hi, Denny. How's your sex life? I just like to watch you guys.
Wait, Denny's a real fucking name? I thought
apparently,
it was just like Denny's.
Apparently Denny's a real name, because it's in a Goosebumps book.
All I can think of is the room, though.
Yeah.
And he's just going into windows watching people, Denny!
All I can think of is, like, the restaurant Denny's.
Yeah, that's fair. You thought you'd get to do a lot of cool things, like visit the Statue of Liberty, ride to the 102nd floor of the World Trade Center.
Oh, no!
Wait, what year is this?
I believe this is 95.
I was going to laugh if it came out in 2000.
That is way too late for this one.
But I'm just saying that I was like...
But too late now, buddy.
For what it's worth, guys, you can travel to the future or the past in this book.
Oh, no!
So.
Do you think...
Let's go to the future, World Trade Center.
Yeah. Do you think that he's going to be like, oh, man, I could finally ride the World Trade Center up to the 102nd floor?
No, you know what it is?
Goes to 2001.
Yeah, it's that one fucking... There's a romance movie that ends in 2001.
Oh, yeah, with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
And he's in the fucking World Trade Center.
What's like you, before you or something?
I can't remember.
But you can look it up. You have your phone.
Me and Kane actually watched recently the Nicolas Cage World Trade Center movie.
There's a Nicolas Cage World Trade Center movie?
Yes! Where he plays a firefighter trying to put out the World Trade Center's fires.
He's a real hero.
It's called World Trade Center.
It's called World Trade Center.
Okay. Ice skate at Rockefeller Center. Instead,
remember me.
Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Instead, your parents are museum freaks. Oh shit, this is our kid, Sam. He's pissed. Because me and Sam are museum freaks.
Yeah, because this is the GIF. I feel like it zooms out onto the fucking Twin Towers.
Oh, trust me, I know. I saw that shit. I walked in on that and was like, what the fuck? Knowing nothing about that fucking movie. Instead, your parents are museum freaks. It's entertaining! Your mom says as she drags you into the Museum of Natural History. I would fucking be happy.
They're fucking... I went to the Smithsonian. That was fucking cool.
It's educational, your dad declares as he shows you a collection of ancient poetry. It's boring, you say, but no one listens. And the worst part is that you're supposed to be in charge of your little red-haired brother, Danny. Only Danny doesn't want anyone to be in charge of him.
Just put him on a child leash.
You're not the boss of me!
He keeps saying. You follow your parents through the Museum of Natural History. At first, it is kind of interesting. You really like the dinosaurs. Oh, wait until you see what's in this room, your mom cries.
The ancient sex toys. Ancient sex toys. Ancient sex
ancient
toys.
Ancient alien sex
to
toys.
To be fair, there is ancient sex toys at a museum here in...
In Arizona, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
The one at in the University of Arizona.
That makes sense.
Mm, yeah.
You rush to the next room, expecting something exciting, but your mom is standing in front of a sundial. Isn't this wonderful? She exclaims. An exhibit on time. Wink. Great, you think. A whole room full of clocks.
See, I like to imagine she's staring at the sundial waiting for it to move, but it only is by artificial light.
Yeah.
So it never fucking moves.
Boring. Then Denny gives you a karate kick in the back of the leg. Ow!
Psychopath.
Stop it! You're not the boss of me!
Just punch him. Just punch your son, your child your brother. Child.
Your child brother. Yeah, you
Shut
had
the
this
fuck
kid.
Up, I'm tired.
He says smugly, yes, I am! You reply, punching him in the arm. There you
yep,
go.
Yep, there we go.
He whines and complains to your parents. You can't win.
I'm thirsty!
Denny says now.
Just spit in his mouth.
You can see he's eaten almost half a bag of gummy bears in less than a minute. Can you find a drinking fountain for Danny, dear? Your mom asks without taking her eyes off a grandfather clock. Come on! You grab Denny's hand, but Denny pulls away and runs off down a hallway. You follow him. The hallway twists and turns. There's no sign of either Denny or a water fountain. But near the end of the hall, you see a sign on the door. Warning. Dangerous experiment inside. This door must be locked at all times.
Why would they have that on the door?
Because it needs to be locked at all times and it's dangerous, so don't go inside.
But when you say experiment, see, that goes... Now I want to look at it, though.
Sex experiments.
Because whereas if you just say, like, authorized personnel only, and yeah. It's locked...
Yeah. Because this is written by R.L. Stine, and R.L. Stine doesn't have a subtle bone in his body.
Subtlety is for cowards.
Subtlety is for cowards. That is correct, Brandon. Mm-hmm. R.L. Stine is not a coward. As we all know, he has a fucking dick the size of a fucking gorilla's forearm.
What? That sounds horrifying. That sounds awful.
Rest in peace, Jill Stine.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jill Stine. Ooh.
Jill Stine died?
No.
Oh. Rest in peace to her pussy if that's what fucking...
Why do you think his son's such a badass? He helped write the Beetlejuice musical.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a true fact. That's a rock fact.
No, the rock fact is the giant
dick. It's his cock. The size of a gorilla's forearm.
That's horrifying.
Wait, okay, I'm a little tipsy.
Yes.
Did I catch it right? You guys are saying that R.L. Stine has a giant cock and this is like a known fact?
Yeah, well-known fact. It's like Mike, what's it called? Motherfucker Mike posting the fake picture of his dick.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know.
Dangerous experiment. What does that mean, you wonder? You notice that the door is slightly ajar, and then you say, a door can't be ajar. Second time I've made that joke today. Oh no! Denny must have run in here, you think?
I hope he's dead. Bye!
You push the door open wider and peek in. There's no sign of Denny. A tall, skinny man with long white hair tied in a ponytail is bent over a computer. Why do you look at me with ponytail? I saw that look. My hair's not white like yours.
Fuck off.
Brown as my skin.
Then wouldn't it be white?
Brown is my ass. My black ass. The computer is hooked up to a big, strange-looking clock. Between the computer and the clock is a large square contraption that looks like a picture frame.
Stick your dick in it.
You can hear the computer and the clock beeping and pinging. Oh, it's about time you got here, the tall man says, straightening up. I'm Dr. Peebles. You must be the volunteer Peebles. That's Peanut Butter Gamer! Guys, it's Peanut Butter Gamer!
Oh my god!
I love that guy sometimes.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
You don't know Peanut Butter Gamer?
No.
He's pretty funny.
He used to be part of when Normal Boots was a thing.
Oh.
And is like one of the few non...
Has he done any like political debates? Or...
No.
No, he's one of the few non-problematic ones.
He likes talking about Arthur. You know the cartoon Arthur?
Okay.
Yeah, he likes talking about that in video games. And what's called point-and-click adventure games like Tug Tug or whatever. Or Putt-Putt.
Putt-Putt. Tug Tug, sorry.
Tug Tug.
Tug Tug on my dick, bitch. See, now I just want to make a porn parody of Putt-Putt that's Tug Tug.
And Pro Jerry can do a let's play.
God, no.
Actually, you start to say, I'm looking for... There's no time to waste, Dr. Peebles interrupts. I'm ready to start the experiment. Come on over.
You might be a child, but fuck it.
Well, I... Here, he says. He places a chain around your neck. On the end of the chain
is
something that looks like a stopwatch. A very, very odd stopwatch, with a complicated-looking dial and four big knobs. Are you ready? Dr. Peebles asks. Ready for what? You ask. Why, to time travel, of course, he replies. You'll be the first human in history to use my traveling chronometer. Chronometer? You echo correctly? What's that? He points to the stopwatch around your neck. I don't have time. I don't have time, you start to say, but he interrupts again. Of course you have time, Dr. Peebles goes on. It doesn't matter how long you remain in the past or future. When you return to the present, it will be the same moment that you left. I am drunk. It will be as if you weren't gone at all, little boy. How does this work? You ask, pointing to the stopwatch. 1.21 gigawatts, that's how...
Does it really say that?
No,
okay, alright.
I had to toss in that one. It's easy! Press the button on the left side to travel to the past. Press the button on the right for the future. To return to the present, press the button on top. And the button push the both buttons at the same time. I'm too drunk to remember this shit. Cool, you think. What if this guy's invention really works? Traveling in time would be awesome. There's no time to waste, Dr. Peebles says. I'm ready to begin the experiment now! You think for a moment. Dr. Peebles obviously believes you're someone else, but a trip through time sounds like a lot of fun. More fun than staring at crummy old bowls all day. And since you'll return at the exact same time you left, you'll still get to see those lame old bowls.
Is this going to be propaganda to get kids interested in history?
We'll find out.
I mean, Carmen Sandiego is a way to get us into geography.
Yeah,
propaganda.
And what time is Carmen Sandiego worked with history as well?
Yeah.
You'll still be able to find Denny and return to your parents before they know anything is wrong. On the other hand, Denny can get into a lot of trouble very fast, and your parents will blame you if anything happens. Make a decision now. Do you want to travel in time, or should you look for your brother first?
Travel in time. Fuck him. Fuck Denny.
Normally I go the chaos route, but I kind of want to go with my brother.
Okay, I will flip a coin to decide who is correct. Alright, who wants what?
Heads.
Alright.
Tails.
I would hope so. It is Tails! We're looking for the little... that's Tails, sorry. Look at that and tell me I could not be mistaken that for Heads.
It's a picture of Miles Prower.
No, it is not. That's a picture of the making of...
It is literally a fucking head.
It's what's going on. It's Mount Rushmore being made.
Well, it's Mount Rushmore.
I was like, wait, you just gave me the...
But yeah. The perspective of Mount Rushmore, it looks like they're like one president is sniffing the other president's head. Do you see that?
Yeah, just...
I'll be taking that back so I can flip
Adams,
coins.
Adams, stop here. It. Adams, being weird again, man.
All right, if you think you'd stay, you better stay and look for Denny. Turn to page 62.
Meanwhile, Adams is just going to keep sniffing.
Are you serious? Would you really rather look for your brother than take a trip in time? Well, then you're reading the wrong book. Goosebumps readers only have time for adventure.
Damn!
Take a minute and think it over, then go to page 5 to choose again, bitch boy.
What a dick! I wanted to bring my brothers with me.
No.
Damn.
He doesn't get to go on a cool adventure. He's being a little shithead.
All right, guys. Do we choose to volunteer for Dr. Peeble's experiment, or do we look for our brother?
Go for it.
Let's look for our brother.
Okay, flipping.
Heads. Jumanji.
Jumanji, I don't know where my quarter went.
That shit's gone. It's heads.
You don't even know where it is.
They're both heads. Both sides are heads.
I'm fucking throwing another quarter.
Why?
Because I'm drunk and this is hilarious content. It is heads. We don't look for our brother. No, we're going to page fucking 71. Don't worry, Sam. We're on page 71. I'm ready to travel through time, you tell Dr. Peebles. Good, the white-haired man replies. He punches some numbers into the computer keyboard.
I just want to think he's just doing that. Just
the computer starts to hum. The square doorway between the clock and the computer fills with a strange shimmering glow. The Chronopod is almost ready. I only need to adjust. But before you can continue, you hear pounding footsteps. You turn to see Denny racing toward you. Denny! You cry. He's heading straight for the Chronoport. You can't go in there!
You're not a piece of me!
Fuck you, Denny. Just fuck you. Fuck off. You're a little piece of shit. I hope you die. And you're never born again. You little quantum abortion should have been.
Oh my god.
Denny yells. He runs straight through the glowing frame. There's a soft pop before he disappears completely.
Oh no! Dr. Peebles cries. He went through before I made the final settings. If you don't bring him back within 2 hours of real time, he'll disappear into timelessness forever.
Okay, so I just hear we don't bring him back.
Race on to page 47.
You guys wouldn't bring your sibling back?
Not if it's Denny.
If it's Denny, I probably wouldn't. He is... I don't know what it is with R.L. Stein and books with, like, time travel, but they always have the worst siblings.
Does R.L. Stein have, like, a little shithead sibling?
He had a little brother, but he was the mean one, apparently. That's how he described himself in the book, at least. So, we don't know. We don't have any confirmation if his brother was a little shithead or not.
See, I imagine him just, like, skidding in, like, wide arms, wide legs. He's, like, gummy bears all over his face.
I imagine literally
Gollum. Because of how I voice him.
Yeah.
What? You cry. You stare at the scientist. Your parents are going to ground you for life if you lose Denny, your favorite television show.
You'll have to travel in time to find him, Dr. Peebles tells you. I'd better make these adjustments to the Chronoport so you don't disappear into timelessness, too.
You stare at the scientist as he fiddles with the time machine.
Wait, if he disappears into timelessness, would it just be like he was never born in the first place?
Exactly.
So therefore, parents can't ground what he never... would never happen.
True.
Can't ground for a constant...
Technically, he would have existed. He would have existed at this point in time.
Damn.
You can't believe it. This guy is really serious. When you find your brother, you must be touching each other before you use the chronometer.
Ew.
What the
fuck? Otherwise, the device will only bring one of you back.
What Woods fucking survival story is this?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like we're going back to
this
the
is like season 3 of Survivor. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either.
No, season 3 of Survivor is, like, infamously the incest one.
It's just all brothers and sisters. And if you didn't sleep with each other, you were put up for elimination.
No problem.
It never got a re-release for those reasons.
But where did Denny go? The future or the past? There's no way to know whether he's gone forward in time or back, Dr. Peebles replies. You'll have to guess. You touch the chronometer around your neck. It began measuring real time the moment Denny disappeared. Already the seconds are ticking by.
This is 120 minutes.
You have to decide. Are you more likely to find Denny in the past or the future? So which way are we going? The future or the past, guys?
Let's take him back to the past to play the shitty games that suck ass.
He'd rather have a buffalo lay a diarrhea shit on his ears
than deal with Denny's bullshit for another fucking second, dear guys.
We're going to the ABGN route.
Okay, we're going to the past on page 44. I don't have to go that far. Oh, look at that. Already a, what's it called? Another decision. I'll look for my brother in the past, you tell Dr. Peebles.
Fine,
the scientist replies. He punches another set of numbers into the computer. Now step right through the Chronoport, and good luck. You approach the shimmering frame and enter it. You feel a strange tingling sensation. Everything appears hazy, as if you were underwater. A second later, you see two paths ahead in the mist. Wow. At the end of the left-hand path, you squint to see a tall stone castle in the distance. A knight in shiny armor on a white horse rides toward it. At the end of the right-hand path, there's a swamp with tall, strange-looking trees towering over it. Moving among the trees is, can it be, a dinosaur? Dun-dun-dun-dun, get on the floor, everybody rock the dinosaur. Which path did your brother choose? Which one will you take? Quick, decide. Knights or dinosaurs, guys?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaur.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bad choice, but okay, page 11.
Do we really care?
Like my brother. Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna die and not your brother.
Eh, I don't care. We'll both die. Can't be grounded if I'm dead.
You're not usually on the chaos roll. I'm just gonna point this out.
I am drunk. I don't care.
I have read Ray Bradbury's classic story, A Sound of Thunder, and I know how this shit's gonna end. You're gonna fucking step on a bug, and you're gonna change the past, and everything's gonna be not hunky-dory, like that one episode of The Simpsons.
Eh.
Or that really good album by David Bowie.
Eh.
Hunky Dory.
Eh.
Denny loves dinosaurs. You decide to explore the swamp where you saw the dinosaur. You're sure Denny went that way. As you move toward the swamp, tall fern-like vegetation surrounds you. Your feet sink into the thick, mucky water. Through the trees, you can see huge shapes moving about. Real dinosaurs. Cool, you think? This is just like Jurassic Park, only better.
So this.
Holy fucking shit, it's a dinosaur.
Holy shit, what the fuck?
So this is recent enough to do a Jurassic Park reference, but I mean, not recent enough to have
Jurassic Park 2.
The World Trade Center.
Yes. Jurassic Park was like in 92.
Wait, question.
Yes.
What was worse, Jurassic Park 2 or the World Trade Center
incident? The
World Trade Center, because I actually like Jurassic Park 2.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I'm just more like the fact that you're comparing those two. Like a bad movie versus a national tragedy.
Whoa. Mediocre movie, thank you very much.
Okay, mediocre movie.
That shit's got some, that fucking T-Rex through San Diego, that shit was tight.
But compare, just against...
Vince Vaughn was there!
See, like, I think it was the third movie of Alan.
Alan! Now that's a bad movie, but I like that one a lot. Clearly, as I decided I wanted that one over The Mummy Returns, listen to Egg Monsters from Mars to find out that story. The dinosaurs are red, blue, green, and lavender.
Ooh!
As colorful as birds! Some dinosaurs are the size of dogs and cats. Other dinosaurs are bigger than a house. They're all munching on leaves and weeds.
Whoa, dude.
You're about to move closer when a tremendous noise shakes the ground. The trees sway as the rumbling grows louder and louder. What's happening? You peer through the giant ferns toward a grassy plain. Your eyes grow wide. You can't believe it. Lumbering towards you is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. If you dare, go on to page 65.
Do it.
I don't dare. I'm too scared.
Do it.
I'm too scared.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Does it have feathers or no?
It has feathers. Oh, God.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
There's no way a book from 1995 has feathers.
There you go with a feather.
Oh, okay.
No, that doesn't have fucking feathers. I'm a person who doesn't believe T-Rex would have feathers, but little, smaller dinosaurs would.
Yeah.
No, there's fossil records.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? You sound so sure.
I watched a lot of videos on this.
He's as sure as it is that R.L. Stein has a huge dick.
Yes.
Okay, then I believe it. I'm sorry,
there's fossil records that R.L. Stein had a huge dick.
Sorry, all I can think of is there's like somewhere in Ohio where there's like a like cement print, like instead of a hand person, a massive dick.
Yeah,
and R.L. Stein's face.
It just says, R.L. was here, lol. And people are just like, why do you do his arm? And then like someone goes, that's not his arm. He has a giant dick like a dinosaur. Holy shit. What the fuck? Can't stop snorting there? I didn't know there was a big yeet.
He's gonna fucking die.
She's adorable. Happy I get a chance to drink some water. The huge Tyrannosaur towers over the other dinosaurs. It's bigger than you ever imagined. Its teeth are as long and sharp as carving knives. Holy shit.
Whoa.
The enormous creature lets out a roar as it crosses the grassy plain. You freeze. Your heart pounds in terror. The other dinosaurs all start to run away, but one, who was grazing on ferns, is slower than the others. The Tyrannosaur easily catches up to it and tears off the small dinosaur's head in one bite.
Holy shit!
Jesus.
That's brutal!
Holy fuck.
I'm not expecting a fucking Mortal Kombat.
Fucking initiative. Fatality. There is an animality where one of the characters does become T-Rex. I don't remember who it is.
Reptile?
No, Reptile turns into a chimpanzee. I'm not kidding. You'll laugh at that. That's not
No, I'm laughing because it's funny.
Sam, can you look up whose animality is a T-Rex while I continue reading? Then the Tyrannosaur swings its head and stares straight at you. You take off as fast as you can. The Tyrannosaur follows closer and closer. Ahead, there's a swampy patch of land. You race toward it. Something small is sitting in the middle of the swamp. It's Denny! But what the fuck is he doing here, and why isn't he moving? You glance back over your shoulder. The dinosaur is still behind you. Denny! You call out, run!
I can't!
He yells back,
I'm stuck in quicksand!
Sucks to suck!
Help your brother on page 110.
Wait, was there a choice there?
There's no choice.
What the fuck?
There's a choice here. So.
Okay, we have not had any choices so far.
You've had two choices! What are you talking about?
No, because the one we took, it was like, no, go back, pussy.
Striker. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
There we go. The cop becomes the dinosaur?
Apparently. I'm just reading per the wiki.
I mean, he is a tyrant.
Yeah.
And yes, you have had a choice. You whether to go to the past and play the shitty games that suck ass, or go to the future.
That's true.
To play the shitty games that suck oocher.
That's true.
My favorite is Katana's a rabbit.
Yes, and it is fucking hilarious. It's literally a parody of like fucking
Monty Python,
yeah.
Beautiful.
You reach the swamp and grab Denny's hands. With all your might, you pull, but Denny is completely stuck. You pull Denny again. This time he panics. He grabs wildly at you. The chronometer flies off the chain around your neck and into the mud. Now the Tyrannosaur is only a few yards away. Its terrible face is so close. You can see its sharp pointed teeth and smell its hot, stinky breath. The dinosaur roars, shaking the nearby trees. You yank Denny one more time with a loud he's freed from the quicksand. And now the Tyrannosaur is only a few feet away. It opens its mouth wide and stretches its fierce claws towards you. Frantically, you look around for the chronometer. You've got to get back to the present. But there's no trace of the stopwatch. It's been sucked into the mud. Should you try to dig the chronometer out of the muck? Or try to run away from the Tyrannosaur? Which will you choose?
I want the time machine.
Yeah, so let's take it out of the mud. If we die, we die.
Alright, we're going to page 126.
Baraka is a vulture.
Baraka Obama.
Oh.
You've got to find the chronometer. You stick your arms deep into the quicksand. You feel around with your fingers. Nothing. Suddenly, the Tyrannosaurus Rex lets out a roar. You plunge both hands in the quicksand.
Roar means I love you.
Oh, God. Beside you, Denny drops to his hands and knees to search, too. You sift frantically through the mud. The dinosaur comes closer and closer. He reaches out one claw. Then he lets out a tremendous sound. It's a burp from his earlier feast. A gigantic burp as loud as an explosion. The force of the burp knocks both you and Denny over. The two of you pitch forward, right into the quicksand.
Wait, T-Rex wouldn't reach its arm out.
Someone gave it one of those grabbers.
That's my good hand.
Grab my strong hand.
Grab my strong hand. Oh no. You're both being pulled down. Down into the quivering muck to meet the end.
What the fuck?
Holy fucking shit. You fucking died. You're a bitch. Ha ha ha.
Is this one of those books where if you choose the wrong one, it just kills you right away?
That's how most of them are.
All right.
So, do you not look for it, or do you want to go to the castle, or do you want to go to the future?
No, I
kind of want to do medieval times.
Medieval times? I feel like they're going to be like, no, you chose wrong, bitch, and kill you.
No.
I feel like dinosaurs was the wrong choice.
Well, we found Denny's.
I feel like we're going to find Denny no matter what. Or at least someone close enough that we're like, this is Denny.
Barely, Denny.
Apparently, you can join some rebels in one of them. So maybe you can join rebels in that time. Sorry.
Verily, I am Denny, mama. I'm sorry, I just have the plague.
Okay, fuck it. Let's go to medieval times.
Okay, I'm trying to get there, so give me a second. Okay, page 93. There's a lot to go through there. Alright, you take off after the knight on horseback. The enormous stone castle stretches toward the sky. Flags fly from its turrets. You imagine living there. Cool, you think. Yet again, you just think it's cool. Suddenly, you notice that the knight has disappeared. Where the fuck did he go?
Magic.
You hurry over a drawbridge which stretches over a moat. The moat surrounds the castle. The sound of thundering hooves breaks the silence. The knight is returning at full speed, and now he's holding a spear and pointing it at you. Hey! I'm not your enemy! I'm a visitor from the future! Like, that fucking helps.
Witchcraft!
Witchcraft, too! He has not read the fucking classic book by Mark Twain. I can't remember what it's called.
A Knight in King Arthur's Court.
That's not what the book is called.
Or, that's kid...
The Kid in King Arthur's Court is the Disney adaptation of that.
I don't fucking remember.
Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, How to Kill a Mockingbird. Thank you, Brandon. Love that one. Where a kid goes back in time and visits fucking King Arthur's court.
Yeah.
And solves racism.
I'm not racist.
But the knight doesn't pay attention. His horse gallops closer and closer. The tip of the knight's spear gleams in the sun. Uh-oh. This guy looks serious. Are you ready to face him, or should you jump into the moat below? Even though you're a terrible swimmer.
Face him.
Face the knight on page 22. Let's go.
Imagine, moats usually had, like, feces and shit. Like,
yeah, feces shit. Right? Crocodiles. Yeah, yeah, oh my god. Great British crocodiles.
I don't know, man. That's what they do in the Lego sets.
Actually, I don't think they do that in the Lego sets. Unless it's, like, the imagination ones.
Oh my god, there's a sequel
to it. Or maybe I just made that as a child.
To what? Sequel to what?
To A Kid in King Arthur's Court.
What's it called?
A Kid in Aladdin's Palace.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Oh boy. Oh no, 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 no.
Oh my god!
5 out of 10 from IMDb.
Okay, if only you'd taken swimming lessons when your mom wanted you to. You decide not to jump into the moat. You face the knight and his spear. Right before he reaches you, the knight reins in his horse. Who are you, stranger? He demands. I'm a visitor from the future! I'm searching for my brother! No one enters King Ruthbeth's castle unless he can meet the challenge. What challenge?
A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court is the original.
That's what it is. You must fight me, his noble defender, in a duel. The loser will become food for the king's crocodiles in the moat!
There you fucking go! That's what I'm talking about.
Crocodiles in the moat? Good thing you didn't jump in after all. The knight dismounts and pulls a bag of weapons from his saddle. You see a spear, a sword, a spiky chain, and a huge wooden club. Here you may choose your weapon. He says, this guy really wants to have a duel? Well, the knight says impatiently, choose! Choose your weapon on page 84. I really hope it lets you choose a weapon.
There are choices. Oh, shit.
It requires you to flip a coin.
Oh, shit!
As you reach for a weapon, you notice an apple tree planted alongside the moat. Suddenly, you have an idea, and it's just what you need to put a chink in this knight's armor.
A what?
A chink.
Whoa! Racism. Calm it down.
What's a chink in armor? That's not racist.
That's actually like a term. Like, it's not just...
I'm not racist. I choose the club, you tell the knight, but we'll duel according to my rules. Very well, stranger, the knight says. He hands you the club. See that apple tree? You say. Pick one of the apples and toss it toward me. I'll hit the apple with the club. Then I'll throw an apple for you to hit. Whoever hits the apple farthest will win the duel. A strange challenge indeed. But I accept. Last year, you were the best batter on your baseball team.
With a thing of .01.
Now you're hoping your batting average will pay off. Can you beat the knight at baseball? To find out, flip 2 coins.
Oh.
If both coins come up the same, heads or tails, turn to page 30. If one coin comes up heads and the other comes up tails, turn to page 116.
Wait, isn't this still a 50-50? Why would they do that?
Shh. Okay, that's the first one. That's a head.
Jumanji?
Heads one, so. Alright. I should have you guys flip it. That's what I said. So that first one doesn't count.
Here we go,
so you can either let it land or catch it. Doesn't matter.
It's gonna land Jumanji tails.
Okay, so let Brennan flip it.
Alright, let's find out. Tails! We won!
So we're turning to page 30.
We'll see. Might also be fucking dead.
True.
The knight takes the club and holds it awkwardly. This should be easy, you think, as you pick an apple. You throw it to him. A fast pitch. To your surprise, he hits it. But the apple only flies a few feet. You'll never be able to beat that, the knight says. We'll see.
I've been playing a lot of Yakuza with the batting cages.
He's never seen you play ball. You grip the bat tightly as the knight picks an apple. He winds up, then tosses it towards you. You keep your eye fixed on the shiny red ball as it soars through the air. You shouldn't have any problems hitting this baby. You reach back with your bat and start to swing. Then the bat connects with empty air. You missed, fuckface. Wait! You cry. Let me try again. Sorry, you can't change the rules. But the crocodiles are hungry. The knight picks you up in both arms. It's past the lunchtime. You start to reach for the chronometer, but it's too late. You're falling into the moat. Below you are a dozen snapping jaws. Too bad, batting champ. You've struck out big time.
Holy shit.
Game over, yeah.
So let's try that one again, I feel like.
Yeah.
But the opposite.
Oh, get back to the coin.
No, we're doing the opposite. I can't remember what page it was.
We just keep flipping them and keep getting double tails.
The double heads. Okay, if the one coin lands heads, the other comes up tails, page 116.
I'm ready to begin the duel! The knight tells you. He plucks an apple from the tree, then he winds up and throws the apple towards you.
Holding the club like a baseball bat, you smack the apple. It soars down the path past the knight.
I can hit it much farther, the knight boasts.
He takes his place at the wood of the drawbridge. Now you pick an apple from the tree, you stand on the pitcher's mound, the knight. Then you wind up, you pitch. The knight swings with all his might and hits a blooper a few feet in front of you. All right, I won. Now can I go to the castle? I need to look for my brother. The knight nods.
Very well, stranger. You may enter the castle, but according to the rules, I must jump into the moat.
Go to page 50.
Damn, we fucking killed him?
Body counting this fucking thing.
Wait! Killed somebody else?
Well, I'm talking about
you died!
Yeah.
You and your brother died technically already. Wait! You cry. You don't need to! But it's too late. He's already jumped into the water. You watch in horror as the crocodiles swim toward him. Jaws open.
Goddamn!
One last thing, the knight calls before the beast reach him. Beware the lair!
The what? You ask, but the only answer is the snapping of the crocodile's jaws.
Holy shit!
Christ.
Trying not to watch or listen, you hurry across the drawbridge into the castle. Turn to page 38.
Wait, is there any other Goosebumps where you're responsible for somebody else's death like that?
Say she's in die, they murder a person.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
Egg Monsters from Mars, you kill Dr. Gray by letting him get eaten by the Egg Monsters from Mars and impregnated.
God, Jesus.
The high wooden door to the castle stands open.
Hello! Is anybody home?
Your own voice echoes back. You step through the door into the dark entrance hall. Hanging from the wall is a tapestry. In the center, there's a picture of a fierce-looking beast. A lion, you wonder? You sure hope you don't run into him here. He looks really fucked up.
Foreshadowing.
You enter a winding, narrow corridor. Empty suits of armor line the walls. The only light comes from flickering candles. The corridor turns and twists, but doesn't seem to lead anywhere. You glance at the chronometer, only 1 hour left, and there's still no sign of Denny. Then, All the candles go out. You're in total darkness, encompassing me. All that I see.
Huh. Hold on, I got this. Just stomp my foot in the Skechers light up.
From somewhere up ahead, you hear an eerie scream.
Yes, that's me!
A human scream. Chills creep up your spine. Who was that? Maybe you should get out of here right now. But what if it was Denny? If you choose to go on, go to page 76. If you decide to turn back, go to page 51.
It's Denny.
Let's keep going for the sake of... We already killed the man over this.
That's true.
You did kill a man.
I just kill a man!
The screams echo against the dark walls. You wish you could turn around and get out of here, but you have to find your brother!
Danny!
You shout. You put your hand on the wall to guide you. A light appears up ahead, and you follow it into a circular room. Inside the room are three doors. You just came through one of them. The other two are labeled to King Ruthbert's throne room and to the lair. You remember that the knight warned you to beware the lair. Did he mean this lair? What about the throne room? Judging by this spooky castle, that could be a pretty dangerous too. Which door do you choose?
To the lair.
Let's do lair. What
the fuck? To the lair.
We're going to go to the sex lair.
Sex lair. Sex lair.
It's the second imprint.
The safe word is pineapple.
They don't know what that is.
The safe word is whore.
Mutton.
Mutton. Is plague.
Is plague. You step through the door labeled to the lair. You find yourself in a very narrow passageway. Smoking candles along the walls give off a little light as the path twists and turns. You're beginning to wonder if you made the wrong choice when you see something on the path. A squashed gummy bear. Your heart stops. There were no gummy bears in medieval times. Denny's been here.
No, there were.
There were.
Have you not seen the cartoon gummy bears?
Yeah, the gummy bears were clearly there. Actually, no.
Here and there, jumping everywhere.
They actually didn't. They thought they were extinct, so yeah, they wouldn't be there, Sam.
What's the cartoon gummy bears? Is that the one?
The Adventures of...
I'm a gummy bear. Or
no.
I'm a gummy
no.
bear.
God damn, I hate that.
I hate that so much. Like, that was the baby shark of 2010.
I thought that was sooner. I thought it was like 2008.
I gotta look it up.
You hurry along the corridor and see more squashed gummy bears. Your brother has definitely come this way, but where is he now? You come to a narrow staircase. You follow the cold stone steps downward.
2007.
Oh, I was closer. At the bottom is a big wooden door. Over it, a sign says, Lair of the Wizard. The next to that door is a tiny door about a foot high. The sign over the small door says, Lair of the Lizard.
I feel like you would do that.
You think again about the knight's last words to you. Beware of the lair. But which lair did he mean? Approach the lair of the wizard, or approach the lair, or check out the lair of the lizard?
Lizard.
Let's do lizard. Fuck it.
Yeah, what's the little guy? The little guy.
Small guy.
The
little guy's gonna fucking bite your dick off or something.
The eggs aren't for her. Aren't for her.
You crouch down and open the foot-high wooden door to the lair of the lizard. You can't see anything but darkness. You hold your breath to make yourself smaller, then wriggle through the door on your tummy.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Inside you stand up. You're in a dark, misty room. Flies and other insects dart from wall to wall. A bearded man in flowing robes burst into the room from another door. He peers through the mist. Wizard? He calls. Wizard, where are you? Excuse me? Aren't you the wizard? Of course I am! He bellows. I'm the wizard, but I can't find my lizard named Wizard. Have you seen him?
That's amazing.
No, you say, but I'm looking for someone too. I
know who you are and what you seek. You are a traveler in time.
Why is this a character from my campaign, my D&D campaign?
See, I was thinking the that one Oni cartoons with the children.
Yeah.
The orphanage where it's please stop fingering the children.
Yes.
Stop fingering me.
Yes, you tell him surprise, and I'm looking. The young boy you seek is lost in the corridors of time. To find him, you must answer a question of time. At the mention of time, you glance at the chronometer. Time is running out. To answer the question, hurry to page 33. Please let it be a Goosebumps question.
You can't love me when I...
Oh shit, it is.
What?
And I'm not gonna give you guys the answer. Come with me! The wizard leads you to a large room filled with dusty bookcases and magical equipment. He sits himself at a table and stares into a crystal ball.
I'm thinking of a time travel device. It's a black cuckoo clock. A door in the center of the clock contains a mechanical bird.
The wizard's green eyes seem to give off sparks.
Here's the question. How do you make time run backwards? Do you pull the bird out of the door and put it back 3 times? Or you twist it heads around? Think carefully before you answer. If you give a wrong answer, you will be sent to the corridors of time forever.
I think you put its head on backwards.
If you've read the Goosebumps book, The Cuckoo Clock of
That's
Doom,
fucked up.
You know the correct answer. If you haven't read the book, you'll have to guess how to make time run backwards.
I want to say it's the head.
This book has DLC.
Technically, this is the DLC, because you have to read that
one
first.
That's true.
Brandon, which one is it?
I'm going to go with Sam.
You're going to go with Sam?
I could be wrong. It's been a minute, and I haven't even read it. I think
you can always flip a coin.
I'm going to go with it, because why not? That's what my gut says, is putting it on backwards.
I think that Sam has spent enough time with you.
I've sucked enough of your dick that I picked it up by osmosis.
Okay.
Okay, is it the other one?
Okay.
No!
No, we'll find out.
I hate when you do this. I hate.
Alright, we twist the head around on page 82. I know the answer! You tell the wizard. To make time run backward, you have to twist the head of the cuckoo! The wizard waves his arms. A moment later, there's a brilliant flash of light, and the wizard disappears. In his place stands Denny. You truly did get the bad ending. You never thought you'd be so glad to see your little brother. Denny! You cry. I've been looking all over for you!
I've been hiding from you!
You glance at the chronometer. Now there's less than 30 minutes till your 2 hours are up. Denny, you tell him, we've got to go back to Dr. Peeble's lab. We've got to go now!
You need to listen to me!
Come on, you insist. You reach for his hand, but he yanks it away.
I don't want to go!
He cries.
Jesus.
He runs into the mist and disappears at the back of the lair. Turn to page 114.
No, fuck this
Jesus
bitch.
Christ.
Let's go home.
I thought you wanted to find your little brother.
No, I don't give a shit anymore.
Fuck it, we tried.
Yeah, we tried. That's all that matters.
Come back! You run to the back of the lair. Danny is slipping into a small dark opening between two bookcases. Inside the opening, you can hear heavy breathing. It doesn't sound like human. Do you still have the nerve to follow Denny? If so, turn to page 45. I don't, so the end.
Yeah, what? Bye.
Wait, does it just say that?
Yeah, it says, if so, turn to page 45.
That's it?
That's it.
Alright, fuck it. Well, that was a great book.
That's
yeah,
fun.
That was
we went
fun.
Home?
Alright. I grew a pair of balls, thanks to a listener. You step between the bookcases and find yourself in a dark, small dark cave filled with piles of straw. The air is damp and smells terrible. In one corner, there's a dent in the straw, as if a very large animal has been lying there. Next to the dent is a pile of bones with teeth marks in them. Danny, are you in here?
Help me!
A sudden faint voice fills the cave. It's your brother.
Help me!
He cries again. The voice seems to be coming from the back of the little cave. You crawl farther back and see several piles of straw and a small opening. You press your eye up to the opening and peer inside. In the darkness, several tiny red lights glow.
Help!
Denny's voice sounds fainter and more terrified. But where is he? Is he hiding behind one of the piles of straw? Or did he go through the opening? Make a decision quickly. Time is running out. So do you crawl through the opening with the red lights? Or you stay in the cave?
Oof.
I said, let's go straw.
Alright.
So that's staying in the cave then. Okay. Page 32.
Meow.
You're sure your brother is somewhere in the cave.
Daddy!
You're getting used to the smell and the darkness. You squint at the chronometer and see that there's only about 15 minutes until you and Denny are lost in time forever.
Denny!
At last, you hear his faint answer.
Henry!
He calls. The sound is coming from underneath the straw. You dig through the straw. Finally, you find him on the bottom, with ropes tied around his hands and feet. Oh, thank God. Who tied you up? You ask as you quickly untie him.
I thought it was funny.
The lion!
He says, a lion tied you up? Come on, you say urgently. Grab my hand. We've got to get back to the present.
You're not gonna listen to me!
Denny says, but you can see he's scared as he takes your hand. You get ready to press the button and the top button and the bottom button of the chronometer, but a terrifying roar fills the cave. Find out what it is on page 64. A hideous lion stands at the entrance to the cave. It's enormous, bigger than any lion you've seen at the zoo. Its head is covered with yellow-brown fur and a thick mane. Its eyes glitter as it looks you up and down. Then you recognize the beast. It's the lion from the tapestry in the entranceway to the castle! In terror, Denny ducks behind you.
You'll do just as well.
The creature snarls as it rushes towards you. It grabs you by the arm, licking its hungry lips. You glance at the chronometer in your hand. The lion is touching you. So if you press the chronometer buttons now, it will travel to the future with you and Denny. But if you don't go to the present soon, you and Denny will be lost forever. Should you stay here, or should you return to Dr. Peebles' laboratory with both Denny and the lion?
No, let's go back.
Let's go back with the lion. Fuck yeah. It's funny.
To escape now, turn it's to good. Page 72.
It's good research material for this guy.
Here, Dr. Peebles.
You grab Denny's hand and press the chronometer buttons to escape. Nothing happens.
What's going on?
Denny whines, tugging at your arm. I don't know. You let go of Denny's hand and stare closely at the face of the chronometer. It looks okay, same as always. You wonder what went wrong. Then the lion roars loudly. You shake the chronometer up and down and try pressing the buttons again. Your body starts to tingle. It's working, you think. You shut your eyes tightly. Your fingertips tingle with what feels like an electric current. You open your eyes. You can't believe it. You're not back in Dr. Peebles' lab. You're still in the castle, in front of a door that says King Ruthbert's Throne Room. The lion is gone. But where's Denny? And then you remember, you didn't hold Denny's hand. You've lost him all over again, and time's running out.
What the fuck?
To search for Denny again, go to page 83.
No, fuck that bitch.
Goddamn.
You step through a door labeled To King Ruthbert's Throne Room, and climb a short flight of steps. At the top, you enter a huge stone room. Colorful tapestries hang on the walls between narrow arch-shaped windows. Ladies in long gowns sit on wide benches around the room. Knights in armor stand stiffly at attention. At the far end of the room, a wooden throne stands on a raised platform. Sitting on the throne is a fat bearded man wearing a red robe and gold crown. King Ruthbert, you realize? Next to him on a smaller throne is a small person. His crown is too big and slips down over his face. A nearby knight draws a sword and raises it to your throat. The sword lightly pricks your skin.
What are you doing here, stranger?
I'm a traveler from the future. I'm looking for my brother. He has red hair and...
Silence! The knight shouts. I'll not listen to any more of your lies. You're a spy for King Henry.
Turn to page 23.
Now I'm just the seventh wife.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. King who? You ask.
You take me for an idiot. Henry's forces are expected to attack any day. Don't deny you're an advanced scout.
I'm a kid from the future. I only want... But the knight doesn't listen. He quickly ties your hands behind your back, then drags you up to the throne. He tosses you at the king's feet.
Who is this? The king demands. A spy for King Henry.
You look up to deny it. That's when you notice who's sitting on the small throne next to the king.
It's fucking Denny.
Denny!
God, oh, piece of shit!
I've been looking all over for you! We've got to get back to Dr. Peebles' lab! You can't stay!
Silence! King Ruthbert bellows. No one speaks to my son without permission.
Your son? You guess? But this is my brother Denny.
He's my son Ruthelford! The king interrupts. I always wanted a son. When this boy appeared, I adopted him. You guys are pissed.
This fucking goblet-ass kid gets to be a fucking prince. Let him die of syphilis by age, like, 30. Fuck you.
Is there Quantum Denny's? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, shit. It might be. There is an ending with multiple Denny's.
Ew.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that is the worst ending. I will jump in the moat myself.
He's just an ordinary 20th century kid, you protest.
I'm not ordinary! I don't want this person!
He adds whining to the king.
Fine, but... No, he's not even gonna fucking die of syphilis in his 30s. He's gonna fucking die in, like, 20 minutes.
Listen to me, Denny.
You're in big trouble. You've got to come with me now!
You're not the best of all!
Boil this spy in oil, shouts the king.
Yeah!
Denny agrees, clapping.
Boil the spy in oil!
Fuck this bitch, man!
You wanted to find him.
No, fuck this bitch.
No, you were right to not find him in the first place.
Yeah.
Denny, you're my brother. You protest in horror, but Denny just smirks his obnoxious smirk. Then the two knights grab you and begin to drag you out of the throne room. Wait! You shout. You're making a terrible mistake! But no one listens. You're dragged up to the roof of the castle. There you see a bubbling black pot. Yikes. Your hands are tied behind you. You can't use the chronometer. Unless a miracle happens, you're about to be boiled in oil. Is this your lucky day? If today's date is an odd number, turn to page 85. If today's date is an even number, turn to page 52.
It's an odd number, because it's the 29th.
Oh.
We're at page 85.
I know, because it's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Heather, if you listen to this. Also, I'm sorry just for all the weird shit I say.
The knights drag you to a platform above the pot of boiling oil. With a gulp, you look down into the seething black fluid. In another second, you'll be sizzling like fried chicken. You twist your hands behind your back, but the ropes are too tight to break through. The king and Denny climb up to the roof to watch.
Do you have any last words, spy?
Yes, you say. Please let me take Denny, or your son, away from here. If he stays, he's doomed.
Never. Prepare to carry out the sentence, he roars.
Denny! You can't let him do this. You've got to listen to me. Tell him not to do it. Here's Denny's reply on page 132.
Oh, the best.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if that's all the page says?
You're not the boss of rule! Don't hurt that!
Oh my god, you little shithead! I hate you, Denny.
Prepare to boil the spy.
The knight on your right side snarls. He starts to drag you to the edge of the platform. Wait! You cry. You look at the king. Before you carry out the sentence, I have something that belongs to your son.
Halt! The king commands. What is it?
A valuable piece of jewelry. Please allow me to give it... Give it to him.
Yeah!
Danny says,
Get him!
Turn to page 14.
Just toss him the oil. Just toss him the fucking oil.
Oh my fucking god.
You smile. You knew you could count on your brother's greed. King Ruthbert orders the knight at your side to free your hands. You pull the chronometer off your neck. Glancing at it, you see that you and Denny only have 5 more minutes before disappearing in time. Denny, this is your last chance to return to the present. Please.
No!
Denny yells.
Forget it! I'm not done!
Give the boy the trinkets, the king bellows. The knight beside you grabs for the chronometer. You whip your hands out of the way. The knight loses his balance and bumps you. You feel yourself falling off the platform, straight into the pot of boiling oil. Page 106.
Oh, shit.
You hold your breath and brace yourself as you fall toward the bubbling pot. You pull your arms into your chest and your hand hits a button. A button on the chronometer. Your body begins to tingle. You close your eyes and cross your fingers, and then you land. But not in bubbling oil. Blinking, you gaze around. You're in a room. Dr. Peebles' lab. You made it back to the present.
Welcome, time traveler. How did it go?
You're about to answer when you remember Denny.
Oh no. You left him in the past.
Oh no.
Suck ass.
Not Denny.
I've got to save my brother.
You start to say... And then you remember the pot of oil. The boiling oil. A lot. Denny did for me when I was about to be fried, you think.
Excellent, you say to Dr. Peebles. Everything was...
Oh, wait, no, this is you say. Excellent, you say to Dr. Peebles. Everything was excellent.
There you go.
That's valid.
Okay.
Then you head back toward the museum exhibits. Of course, now you have to explain to your parents why your youngest son is now called Rutherford... And lives in medieval times. The end.
Fuck Denny.
That's a good ending, if you ask me. That's a good ending.
Yeah, that's a good ending.
Good. See, you guys are all pissed.
I would have fucking lied and been like, I don't know where he went. He ran off. And I saw this guy. He had a fucking creepy ass mustache.
He had a face tattoo of a dragon.
I'm just saying, like, make him sound like a child molester and just.
And he was black and.
Wow.
It's the 90s, it's okay. This is getting cut. Alrighty, guys, what did you think of TikTok You're Dead?
Fuck Denny.
Fuck Denny, yeah.
Denny is without doubt one of the worst characters of any Goosebumps.
That goes beyond like shit brother syndrome. That's like fucking
yeah.
He was gonna let you boil alive in oil.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Denny is without doubt one of the worst characters. I've read most of the Give Yourself Goosebumps, and without a doubt, I don't think there's a worse character than Denny in any Goosebumps book. Like, I might be wrong on that one. Spongy, any of you guys out there who are listening to this and love Goosebumps, is there a worse character than Denny?
At least non-monster character, right?
Exactly. Like, the worst little sibling. Worst little sibling.
Because he was just...
Like, Kermit's pretty bad, but he's not as bad as this.
Yeah, Kermit at least was fucking smart and didn't be like, I'm about to die.
Danny, Terra is pretty bad in Cuckoo Clock of Doom, but not as bad as this. And, I mean, you quantum abort her, so it's okay. This one, it's almost a quantum abortion.
No, because it's, like, fucking, like, 5 years post-birth.
It's a very delayed abortion.
So, like, all I can think of is the fucking South Park, where it's, like, the 100, like, term abortion.
Yeah, when what's it called, Kermit's mom's trying to have him aborted. Like,
and she's just fucking everyone to get the vote, like...
Yeah.
And then they're like, that's a 9-year-old child, man.
I mean, hey, let Carmen die.
I mean, I'm not saying...
Let Denny die, fuck him.
Yeah. No, fair. Both of them, I'm like, I get it.
Well, thank you for listening, folks at home. If you're a fan of TikTok, you're dead, or maybe you hate this book, because I know this one is not a popular one of the Goosebumps, Give Yourself Goosebumps fandom because of Denny.
Valid.
But there's a lot of fun moments in this one. You guys can't lie. You had a pretty good time.
It was fun. Just fuck Denny.
Yeah. Yeah, Denny's one of the worst. But if you guys have any comments about TikTok You're Dead, leave them down below. I'm curious what you all think. It's personally not one of my favorite Give Yourself Goosebumps. There are definitely way better ones. This one's probably on the lower end for me. I'm not going to lie.
It's on the low end.
Denny's just one of the worst characters of any book I've ever read.
I think that, you know, a good story needs an antagonist. And Denny is that antagonist. So maybe it's not the worst story.
It's got a good concept for it, at least. For a good protagonist, but...
You're not the boss of me!
But you're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me now.
You're not the boss of me now. Hey, oh, that's the song at the end. No, Dewey was cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I love
Dewey was at least smart.
Yeah.
Whereas, he basically dated Bea Arthur, which is fucking cool.
That was only one episode.
Hey, it's still cool.
And then he ran away after she died.
I mean, I would too if she died. Like, if Bea Arthur fucking died.
Oh, he didn't run away, like, permanently. He got destroyed by, like, a butterfly, if I'm not mistaken.
He just, like, wandered off. He was just like, oh, she's in the ambulance. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean he dated her?
He did not date... Okay, he...
She was a babysitter. They were, like, they vibed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, and like, she was, like... fucking kidnapped him.
No, it wasn't like that fucked up.
No. Alright, thank you for joining us. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave us a rate and review us wherever you can. Spotify, iTunes, all those places. It really does mean a lot. 5 stars means a lot. And if you really enjoy us, join us on patreon.com for $1 a month at patreon.com/Dragon Book Club. You get this episode early, you get bonus episodes every week. My show notes for episodes that require show notes. Unfortunately not this one, obviously, but Egg Monster from Mars definitely had some. And then you can look at my fucking research I did. I did 2 different things to research on Egg Monsters from Mars, guys. Just remember that. And I had no fucking reason to do that shit. you also get a weekly pairing lineup. I think I'll do episodes related to time travel with that. So 4 episodes related to time travel that I pair with this story. So stay tuned with that every Friday. It's weekly pairings lineup. I love doing that, honestly. Even though I don't think anyone cares about it. I like doing it no matter what.
Yeah.
And follow us at Drunken Book Club, or at @DBC_pod on Twitter, and Drunken Book Club on Blue Sky. And you can follow me personally at @The_Rupel on Instagram, or Drunken Book Club on YouTube. I'm currently doing reviewing and ranking every single album on 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. It's quite a trip. Just gonna say it.
I just realized the cup you're drinking from is kind of fitting for this.
Hey, it is. I am drinking out of my Mr. Peabody and Sherman cup I have. One of the two I have.
Gotta stop a fucking...
Sherman from touching himself.
Denny from touching himself.
No, Denny can touch himself because I don't fucking care.
Was that a plot in the movie? I didn't watch.
Yeah, he didn't prevent Sherman from touching himself. That's a line from the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and the CPS worker, like, sees him just running. He's like, I've got to stop you. Stop Sherman from touching himself. And the CPS worker is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Sam, where can we find you?
Fair. You can find me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, at Berserker Rose.
Brandon. You can find me on Twitter and TikTok at
Eldritch Maid. And you can follow our buddies Weiss and Noelia. Weiss is Force Left Hander. Drop the E on Hander. He's on YouTube and Instagram. And you can follow Miss Noelia at May Myriad on Fiverr and
VGen.
I'm never going to get that one. And thank you for joining us this week on Drunken Book Club. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'm excited to read so many more of these Give Yourself Goosebumps. But the next one that we're reading for a Choose Your Own Adventure is actually going to be related to Star Wars. So Weiss is going to be excited.
Woo!
So we'll see y'all next time. I think the next episode after this one is Curse of the Mummy's Tomb. So stay tuned for that. Question. You're not the boss of me, no.